Maximize your charitable impact. Do you donate to charity? Many people do, which is why organizations like the ASPCA and Oxfam have seen increased funding. However, are your donations truly effective? Most of us don't track what happens after we donate, leading to inefficiencies where money is wasted in overfunded areas or on people who don't need help. These insights will show you how to direct your donations to where they are most needed. By following a few simple principles, you can ensure your contributions make a significant impact. Learn how to make informed decisions and help those who need it the most, effectively improving the world. Give where the impact is greatest. To decide where to give, focus on two key questions: how many people will benefit from your donation, and by how much? No one has unlimited resources, so choosing one cause means another might miss out. To make your donation count, aim to maximize its impact by benefiting the most people in the most significant way. During the Rwandan genocide, Dr. James Orbinski faced an overwhelming number of patients while working with the Red Cross. To manage this, he developed a practical system to prioritize care. He wrote numbers on patients' foreheads. First, one meant treat immediately. Second, two meant treat within 24 hours. Third, three meant irretrievable. This system allowed him to use limited resources effectively, saving more lives despite the difficult decisions involved. Choosing to do a charitable deed can be the best option if it has the potential to make a significant impact, even if the chance is small. To decide if this is the right move, you need to compare the expected value of your choices. To calculate the expected value, multiply the outcome's value by its probability. For instance, if your donation has a 50% chance of saving 3,000 lives, its expected value is 1,500 lives saved. The importance of expected value in risk management. If the planners at the Fukushima power plant had applied the concept of expected value, they might have prevented the tragic 2011 disaster. Although the probability of a massive catastrophe was very low, the potential damage was enormous. Ignoring this, the planners underestimated the risk. As a result, when the disaster struck, around 1,600 people lost their lives. Avoid well-funded causes. Charitable organizations, like those supporting disaster relief, often rely on financial contributions to aid their efforts. However, simply increasing monetary donations doesn't always translate into proportionate increases in impact. According to the law of diminishing returns, the effectiveness of each additional dollar diminishes over time. This means that while initial donations can have a significant impact, further contributions may not yield the same level of benefit. Understanding this principle encourages us to think strategically about charitable giving. Rather than solely focusing on increasing funding, it's crucial to consider how resources are allocated and utilized. This includes supporting initiatives that maximize efficiency and address underlying issues effectively. By adopting a thoughtful approach to giving, individuals and organizations can ensure their contributions make a meaningful and sustainable difference in supporting those in need. Importance of context in decision-making. Imagine you're facing winter without a sweater. If you have none, getting just one could prevent hypothermia, a life-saving difference. If you own a few old ones, a new sweater could offer extra warmth, making a noticeable impact. But if you already have plenty, another sweater becomes just another burden, adding little to your comfort. This analogy shows how context influences the impact of decisions, highlighting the importance of assessing needs before taking action. Similarly, when it comes to charitable donations, the impact of each dollar varies widely depending on the cause. A $100 contribution might seem small for a well-funded cause but can be transformative for those who are underfunded or overlooked. Disaster relief efforts often receive substantial attention and donations. For instance, after Japan's 2011 earthquake, aid organizations received an average of $330,000 in donations for each person who tragically lost their life. Make your donation count. When it comes to helping others, where you put your money matters. Disaster relief often gets more funding than it needs, with diminishing returns on additional donations. On the other hand, causes like fighting poverty, where aid organizations receive only $15,000 for each death, are often overlooked. by redirecting your donation from disaster relief to poverty-related causes, such as combating diseases like malaria, you can make a much bigger impact. Your money goes further, saving more lives and creating lasting change in communities that need it most. Assessment of impact. Many young people travel to developing countries to help build hospitals and schools, believing it's the best way to contribute. However, simply offering time instead of money may not always be the most effective approach. To truly understand the impact of your efforts, you should consider what would have happened if you hadn't been there. This involves a method called assessing the counterfactual, which helps determine the real difference your actions make. By critically evaluating this, you can gain valuable insights into how to maximize your contribution and ensure your efforts have a meaningful and lasting impact. Consider a scenario: you witness someone choking with no one else around. You rush to perform the Heimlich maneuver and save their life, but due to lack of experience, you inadvertently damage their vocal cords. Without your intervention, they might have died. Your actions were life-saving, yet unintentionally harmful. Now, imagine a different scenario: a trained paramedic is present, ready to help. Despite this, you decide to intervene, driven by a desire to be a hero. You perform the maneuver, saving the person's life again, but leaving them with permanent vocal cord damage. Choose impactful career path wisely. To have a significant impact, it's crucial to develop skills that align with your goals. Simply rushing to Africa to build schools without construction knowledge isn't effective. Consider if others could do the job better, like local builders using donor funds, which also boosts the local economy. Before choosing a career, ask yourself if your work could be done better by someone else. If so, a more lucrative career suited to your skills, like banking or stockbroking, might allow you to make substantial monetary contributions instead of direct action. This approach ensures your efforts have maximum impact and effectiveness. NGO work and passion pursuits may not be ideal career choices. One effective way to make a big difference in the world is through earning to give. For instance, if you're a doctor deciding between working for an NGO or specializing in oncology, consider this: while working directly for an NGO can impact lives immediately, choosing oncology could lead to a higher income. With a higher salary, you could donate a significant portion to effective charities, potentially making a broader impact than direct service alone. Consider this: opting for a high-paying job can enable you to contribute significantly to charitable causes while enjoying financial comfort. By focusing on finding a job that aligns with your skills and interests rather than solely pursuing your passions, you ensure a stable income over the long term, which you can then allocate in part towards charitable donations. Find the right career fit. Choosing a career based on passion can be challenging. Fields like music and sports, for instance, often see only a select few achieve consistent success. In the United States, less than 1 in 1,000 college athletes make it to the professional level. Moreover, our interests evolve over time. Think about whether your interests today match those from 10 years ago. It's crucial to find a career that matches your personal preferences. Consider how much independence, variety, and sense of accomplishment a job offers. For example, carpentry provides a strong sense of accomplishment because you contribute to creating a tangible, finished product. The impact of a charity matters more than its overhead costs. When deciding where to donate, many people check how much of their money directly helps those in need versus covering administrative costs, like executive salaries. Charity Navigator, the most visited charity evaluator, rates charities based on the percentage of donations that directly fund their main programs. Many charities are judged solely on how much they spend on overhead costs like salaries and office expenses. This can be misleading. For example, imagine a charity that provides caviar to hungry bankers. It spends only 0.1% of donations on overhead, with the rest going to buying and delivering caviar. The CEO doesn't take a salary. According to Charity Navigator, this charity would get a top rating. This shows that focusing only on overhead costs doesn't always reflect how effective a charity is in helping its cause. When deciding where to donate, it's not just about how a charity spends its money, but what it achieves. Consider Development Media International, DMI. They allocate 44% of donations to overhead costs. If minimizing overhead is your priority, DMI might not meet your criteria. Invest in health education for impact. When deciding where to donate, it's not just about how a charity spends its money, but what it achieves. Consider Development Media International, DMI. They allocate 44% of donations to overhead costs. If minimizing overhead is your priority, DMI might not meet your criteria. A $1.5 million media campaign by charities like DMI aims to educate people in developing countries about health. For example, diarrhea kills 760,000 children annually in these regions, but better hygiene practices can prevent many of these deaths. Despite high overhead costs, these campaigns are crucial for promoting health education and saving lives. Charity can backfire despite good intentions. Avoiding sweatshop goods and choosing fair trade coffee may seem ethical, but this approach has downsides. Sweatshops, despite their harsh conditions, often provide better opportunities for the poorest people. Without sweatshops, these workers might have to take even worse jobs, like low-paying, physically demanding farm work under the hot sun. In developing countries, factory jobs, though tough and low-paid, are often a better option compared to other available work. For instance, many Bolivians immigrate to Brazil illegally, risking deportation, to earn higher wages in sweatshops. In Brazil, a sweatshop worker typically earns around $2,000 annually, far more than the average $600 per year earned in Bolivia, mainly from agriculture or mining. Despite these differences, many individuals prefer to support fair trade products and avoid goods made under sweatshop conditions. Understand fair trade impact. Fair trade aims to ensure fair prices for products like coffee, guaranteeing farmers $1.40 per pound. However, the strict requirements for fair trade certification often exclude the poorest countries. Consequently, these nations, which could benefit most from higher wages, are unable to participate effectively and receive no benefits. This raises questions about how effective fair trade is in reaching those who need it most. Fair trade coffee mainly comes from countries like Mexico and Costa Rica, which are significantly wealthier than countries such as Ethiopia and could benefit more from the extra income. Unfortunately, only a small fraction of the higher price consumers pay for fair trade products actually reaches the farmers. According to Dr. Peter Griffiths, an economic consultant to the World Bank, this amount is estimated to be as low as 1%. This highlights the importance of being informed about where your charitable efforts are directed and understanding their real impact. Key points. 1. Focus donations where they help the most people effectively. 2. Avoid overfunded causes to maximize charitable impact. 3. Consider the long-term impact and efficiency of charitable donations. 4. Evaluate career choices based on their potential to contribute effectively. 5. Look beyond overhead costs to assess a charity's real impact. 6. Understand the unintended consequences of well-intentioned actions. 7. Prioritize education and health initiatives for sustainable impact.